ladies and gentlemen, for the 843rd time, it is the Mason and Friends Show, featuring that dude called Jew, aka the Maraca Bowl Man, as well as that dude called Mike, aka the Black Hand.
Yeah.
Me, my name is Mahoney. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show.
What's happening, y'all? What's good out there today? First, I know this joint.
My man.
This is the intro to Shogun. Cause man, that's my shit right now, bro. That's my shit.
I'm into the sixth episode or something. I just finished the sixth, I think.
Oh, I don't even know if I got past six yet. I think I'm about to finish up the six.
Because I've been watching it because I read the book. So like I'm fairly in tune with what's happening, but it's very much like the book. You're like, oh, okay, here we go. Now we're gonna have some samurai fighting.
Didn't
happen. So I'm impressed that they're maintaining it like the book, but I'm like still disappointed. I think that the battle at the end will probably be.
I'm hoping that's what's gonna happen. You know,
because like, have you seen when they blasted the dudes with the cannons?
That's the most violence that's happened in the whole movie. Just fucking fricassee their asses up.
Shit, yeah.
We gotta give a shout out, man, because you went to Cannabis Festival.
I did. Gotta give a shout out to the homie Kyle at Glassflow Art, most hospitable individual. He was there. The whole Glassflow Art crew was there. They were giving out stuff, selling bowls and rolling trays and shit. He introduced me to his whole group of people. I sort of home based there, handed out a bunch of cards to random people. Kyle would like back me up. He'd be like, "Yeah, like, share, subscribe, motherfucker," and all that kind of shit. Like,
hell yeah,
it was good, man. It was a good time.
Shout out to Kyle, man, with the shroom pendant, bro. Appreciate you, homie, with the shroom inside the shroom pendant.
That's tight, bro.
That shit right there is on point, bro. Appreciate you, homie.
Yeah, man. Kyle wanted to send his love. He said we make him laugh every week.
And then you got this bad boy right here.
Luscious ass Maraca Bowl.
And if you would like a Maraca Bowl, we've been given an extra one to give away. We're not quite sure. I guess,
how we're going to come up with the schematics for it.
Tag Glassflow Art and the Mason and Friend Show on, say, Instagram or something like that. And you could be the winner of... this Maraca Bowl, the blue one. The Jew took the green one, and the blue one could be yours.
There you go.
Who's covering shipping and handling? We covering shipping and handling?
I'll take care of it. Yeah, I'll get it to you.
That's absolutely free. It's all on me. It's not like that window shit. It's absolutely free.
Let me know what size hoodie you want. I'll throw in a Mason or French Show hoodie.
Oh, shit. Look out now. Yeah, post it on Instagram, man.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Glassflow and Mason or French Show.
Because, like, Kyle was saying how his buddy, who I don't think was there, because he got two hoodies. One, he got a regular old Mason and Friend Show joint.
Yeah.
And then I sent him also a Rolling Biggie Small strip club.
Gotcha.
With the daycare on the back.
Yeah.
And he said his buddy's been wearing that and getting all kinds of people interested. Where's this strip club and all that kind of shit?
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, that's the hot leg. We're going to find one of them. God damn it.
We're going to start one of these days.
Well, we need to do that before some asshole got there is our
one,
money.
Look, there is one in Maryland.
But it's not truly
how we would have it set up.
Yeah, it's not handicapped.
But it's a strip club with a daycare, like two parking lots behind it.
My sister, but they're not associated.
The daycare and the strip club are separate things.
They're not associated.
Yeah,
see, we're talking about 24-hour child care.
Yeah, and a 24-hour strip club. It's a strip club.
The strip club, we're going to have... all right, matter of fact, the hours the strip club is open, the hours are the same time the daycare is open.
Right, so you, as a parent, can drop
What's
your
the
kid
role
off.
With badass kids? We go in there and beat them, or we just got to let
the
badass kids
little
asses
up. We can lock them up.
We got to have a badass kid run.
Isolation. An isolation chamber.
We're just going to isolate them. We can't beat them.
You just have to sell them. C-block them.
I'm going
to
air quote this. We can't beat them.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Can we hire a guy?
But there could be somebody there.
What you do is you keep one of your kids there to beat on them.
A quick jab.
And you can't hire him. You can't pay that guy, right? Because then you're in trouble.
What you get is Big Mama. You get an old school grandmama. And she the one that got a regulator. You know what I mean? Because she going to hit him with that pootie tang.
Well, that bitch ain't tippy-tay. She not going to be able to work all the time.
She don't need to.
Nah, she's you get a rotating group of old grandmas. They always around waiting to beat some old kid ass.
Exactly. You get about three of them, put them on a good shift, and all they got to do is whip ass.
They be all right with that.
That's it. That's all they, because they've been wanting to whip ass.
Waiting.
Yeah.
They've been waiting since their kids left home to whoop some more kids' ass.
Like, man, and they sit there and think about that all day. Like, you know what? Some of these kids just need a good ass whipping. If I just got my hands on them, give them good ass whipping, that's all they need.
They're the kind of saying. They see
that's what I'm saying. You be that guy.
You be a good one when you get old.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I already got it now. I just need to age, bro.
But you got a higher end calling at the moment. You know, you go make better money than just being paid to like beat children's asses at a
bank. That's something when you retire.
Yeah, that's a retirement thing.
That's retired.
Yeah. That's like, old age
shit. What do you do all day? Well, you know, since I'm retired, I just go around.
I'm a discipliner at the daycare.
I whip little kids' ass and they act up. You know, you got some kids, they go around, they fussing. Yeah, see, that's now, no problem. But when these kids get to rambunctioning and fussing and all that, I'm going to whip some ass.
But they're not going to be nearly as egregiously abusive as, like, our grandparents' generation was to our parents. You know what I mean? Like, even, like, if you went and beat on these kids, you ain't going to fucking tan hides like my granddaddy did.
Nah, hell no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my granddad had a VMI class ring on one hand and a knife sharpener. And he kept the knife sharpener next to him at the table. They had four kids. Two on one side, two on the other side. The ones on the one side would act up, they'd catch the ring to the face. The ones on the other side would act up, they'd catch the knife sharpener to the face. Whap-ap! To the forehead and shit.
That's the thing. My grandma had
You pluck a little kid in the forehead. My grandfather would hit you with a piece of metal in the forehead.
See, my grandma, she was fucking different. My grandma was vicious, bro. Like, I got a cousin. Man, this little motherfucker, boy, I felt so bad for him, yo. A lot of people can relate to this. When your grandma fixed you something, you ate what the fuck she fixed, period. There was no discussion about it. She fixed it, you ate it. My cousin lived next door. He come over, you know what I mean, to catch the bus. Now, he has already eaten breakfast.
So he's full.
He doesn't tell our grandma this shit. So my grandma has fixed him some fish sticks. Have you? It's only three fish sticks. That's it. Just three of these motherfuckers. She fixed him for breakfast.
He wasn't a gay fish. He didn't want fish sticks.
He told her, "Grandma, I don't want to eat. I'm not hungry." My grandma said, "Boy, you gonna eat this? I done fixed this for you. You better eat this." And I'm looking at him like, "Boy, it's only three of them, cuz.
Come on, cuz. I'll eat one.
Just eat the three of them. You know what I mean?" He was like, "Nah, grandma, I don't want to eat this." I'm like, "Man, shut the fuck up. Like, bruh, it's only three of them. Just eat the three. You can put them in your mouth and don't even swallow. Just get them off your plate. You know what I mean?" My grandma said, "You gonna eat this?" And he got mad. And he let the best get to him.
Uh-oh.
He said, "I'm not eating this, grandma." My grandma took that motherfucking skillet off the fucking pan, off the oven.
While hot.
Turned the fuck around, backhand like Serena, and hit this motherfucker in the back of his head. And the sound that pan made was connected with that motherfucker's head. Yeah. You talk about a motherfucker laughing? That shit said, "Mom," and he cried. Now, have you? She hit him in the back of the head with his fucking pan.
She didn't break the goddamn skull.
I'm trying to.
That boy's lucky to be alive.
This is the one I almost killed, right? So she hits him in the back of the head.
Damn, this boy is a problem.
Look, she hits him in the back of the head with his fucking pan. He crying. He still got to eat the fucking fish. That's why he's crying. He's just like, eat these motherfuckers. My grandma used to give us knuckle sandwiches. She would take her knuckles, right? Grab your motherfucking back of your head and hit you. Pop, 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 right in the forehead. Until she got rheumatoid. Rheumatoid hit her. She couldn't do that shit no more.
You know what that is? That's karma's messenger. Yeah.
Nah, she got
better. Fuck you, grandma, with your knuckle.
She got better with the tools, bro. She got better with the tools.
Yeah, she started using the knife sharpener like my granddad.
No, she started using the knife, motherfucker. she had a lock.
She used the flat end of the knife?
Yeah, she would lock you up. So your legs, her legs, she'd have her legs crossed. Your legs would be through here, right? Your ass would be up. She'd have your whole body locked. Lock this, so all you got is ass up.
So she put your booty in the air and tan that motherfucker with the side of a fucking knife.
Yeah, tear your ass up with a knife, yo. Fucking, my grandma, whatever was in her hand, she had a paddle. She had two paddles.
See, you little bastards, y'all don't know nothing about.
Fuck no, they have no goddess. They had two paddles. They had, we had the one that had the holes in it. Then you had one that had a saying on it. It said, for each, it said, every little deer, had a picture of a deer, has a bear behind. And I'm like, oh, that's fucked up. How are you gonna put a fucking poem on the fucking paddle? That's some bullshit, you know. Fly swatter, don't be around when she had the fly swatter because you got hit with a stray. You know what I mean? Like,
so she be trying to kill a fly and hit you?
Fuck no, that's what you got your ass with. She was coming there hot. Like, if we was making too much noise.
So she didn't need no switch or switch or anything.
Fuck no, she's whatever the fuck she had.
Whatever was handy.
Yeah, and that fly swatter, man, you catch a stray if he was too close to the motherfucker acting up. I caught a couple strays from the fly swatter because I was too close to the motherfucker acting up. We be in there making noise. She come in there and she get to swinging. If you was just close, you caught a quick, wow, shit. I wasn't even part of this shit.
So what you're telling me is when your grandma came in swinging, you, the wise move would have been to walk away.
Yeah. And look, like, don't laugh.
She ain't beating on me. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Don't laugh at the motherfucker getting their ass handed to him either, because that just set you up because you on deck. Oh, you want to laugh
about that? Puts you in the radar.
Yeah, you're next.
It's not even radar. It's, you are on deck. It ain't no, I'm watching. No, you laughing. You up next then.
All right, that's your next. Ass. That's what that is.
Like when the child abuse hotline came to me, when that popped up on TV, because she used to watch her stories. We couldn't talk during stories.
She, she'd be like, I wish you would. She go on and call that number. I'm going to beat your ass.
We all kids were sitting on a fucking blanket, right? We had a blanket and a limb we had to sit on. And we're sitting there. The number comes across during our soaps, right? We all look at each other. We ain't say a word, but we knew we was calling that fucking number, right? We looked at each other. My grandma saw the number. She cut TV off. She said, look, I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all call that number on me. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get a wet rag. I'm going to wet it up real good. I'm going to wring it. And I'm going to tag y'all's tails with this rag. You know what's going to happen? It ain't going to leave no mark. And you'll be crying when they get here. And guess what? You ain't got no proof that I did anything to you. I'm like, fuck. Grandma just broke the goddamn code, man. The number just came out. Like, she fucking knows what to do. Like, there's no getting away from this ass whooping that we did.
She's been there, man. She's been there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, my grandma had all kinds. But, yeah, this was one of the sweetest women in the world, though. She'd do anything for you. You just had to act right.
They don't want to beat your ass. But they think that it's better for you if they do beat your ass.
But here's the thing.
Just like the Jew. He don't want to beat whoever's ass.
Yeah.
But it might be better for them to get their ass whooped.
But look, here's the thing. Had I not had any of those ass whoopers that came from these old school heads, I'd probably be in some fucked up situations.
You definitely wouldn't be the motherfucker you are today.
Exactly. I had an uncle. He named his belt Dr. Fucking Feelgood. You know how I found out about Dr. Fucking Feelgood?
He felt his ass.
Bro, from his girlfriend.
Like, I'm in the house. Me and my cousins, we in the house. My uncle worked at night, man. He was sleeping. And me and my cousins, we farting on each other. We having a good time. We farting on each other, laughing, cutting up. You know what I mean? He gets to the top of the stairs. He says, God damn it, that's it. Y'all fucking wake me up one more time. Dr. Feelgood coming out. And I'm like, who the fuck is Dr. Feelgood? Like, I think I'm stupid. I ain't know what the fuck's going on. I'm staying at the house of my aunt and uncle. Like, I got a whole summer with these cats.
You didn't take the hint.
No, I didn't know what was going on. Like, these two motherfuckers knew.
So they didn't, your cousins didn't tell you?
Fuck no.
So they knew who Dr. Feelgood was.
They knew, but they didn't tell me.
They not farting on Dr. Feelgood come whoop that ass.
I don't know who Dr. Feelgood is, but Uncle sounds mad, so I ain't even fucking with him. I'm going to be good. I'm not doing anything. Man, my one cousin, the oldest one, got up and farted on the other one, and the other one punched him. And fucking my uncle didn't miss a beat. He got it. He goes, that's it? Assume the position. I'm like, assume the position? What the fuck you talking about? Both these motherfuckers got up. Drop the shit, bent over. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing? They look at me, you better get your ass up here. I'm like, for what? What the fuck is about to happen? Like, I don't know what's going on. The one cousin, the one in the middle of us, I'm going to call him the middle cousin, he's crying. Like, I mean crying, yo. Like, bawling already. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why is he crying?
He's crying before the beating even began.
He doesn't get right after.
Was he doing that?
Yeah, all that. Like, he knew what was coming. And I'm like, what the fuck? So, sure as shit, my uncle come down there, and you hear it. and ass. Hit that snap with that motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck it. He got the oldest one. Hit him. Bow. That motherfucker didn't cry. He goes, oh, you think you tough now? And I'm like, what the fuck? That crack hurt me. I feel like glory. I feel like Denzel of glory at that moment. Like,
a tear coming down your eye. You ain't even been hit yet.
Yeah, and I'm like, and this motherfucker next to me, he's already ceased. He's crying even more because the shit's coming, So fucking, my uncle goes, you tough now, huh? You think you grown now? But he cracked back again. Wow, hit that motherfucker, boy. Man, once that tear came down, he went, huh. And I was like, he goes, yeah, you ain't tough as you thought you was, man. I'm like, holy shit. Fuck, he done fucked him up. Then he cracked my cousin that was already
crying. So it's coming down to you.
Yeah, I'm the last in line. I'm the youngest. I don't know what the fuck's happening until I see this shit go down. He is the one that's crying. Crowd, man, that motherfucker screamed and hollered. He was like, boy, you better not. I told y'all, be quiet. He got me with that motherfucker. Stop, stun me, fuck up. I was like, shit, fuck. Got out there and I went to sleep crying. I was like, man, some bullshit. He goes, man, I told y'all, Dr. Feelgood coming. I was like, goddamn, so that's who Dr. Feelgood is, man. Y'all motherfuckers could have told me some shit. It was worse than that shit right there. Like, man, shit. Like, god dog it, boy. Old school heads did not fucking play when it came to ass whoopings, though. But a lot of us
that's a lot of beating.
A lot of us, though, got those ass whoopings and saved us from a lot of shit down the road. That's also true. That is also true. There was times that fucking... I remember my mom used to do this thing. We would start off the day, and she'd have her finger like this. She's like, okay, once her fingers touched, that was an ass whooping, right?
But you got this much left!
Yeah, she would tell us, oh, you here now. I started here. No, you fucked up, you here now. Man, look, no bullshit.
That's so hard as kids, man. These little fuckers nowadays don't even know.
Here's the thing, my mom would whip your ass like when her fingers touched right then and there, and the ass whooping wasn't coming.
Oh, she'd wait.
Man, did she? Bruh, you forget about your ass whooping, yo. Yeah. You completely forget
she'd
about
the ass.
She'd
wait for you to relax, and then she'd beat your ass.
I'd have had dinner, ate a snack, you know what I mean? I'm watching Nickelodeon, like, hey, all right, cool, whatever. Right before I go to bed, hey, come here. Huh? Come here. Huh?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Mom, you talking to me?
Then I come up with
a black ass over and you only motherfucker in the room. Alright, Mom.
Then you gotta come up with stupid shit, don't like try to delay the shit.
I ain't hungry.
Like, hey, Mom, you hear what Reagan say, you know, she said, just say no. Yeah. You come up with some dumb ass shit.
Please, man, don't beat the kids. I heard someone say that.
But look, then I got older and the shit that my mom would do, it wouldn't affect me no more. Like, it didn't hurt me like it used to, you know what I mean? Then she got wise and some shit. She had bought me some leather slippers for some leather box slippers for Christmas one year. And I remember I know I was acting up. I think I stole something out of Jamesway up here when Jamesway was here. And fucking, she found out I stole this shit out of the store. And all day long, she let me do everything. She told me I was gonna have an ass whooping come, but I'm like, I got this. I can take this ass whooping. This ain't gonna be nothing. Man, I got out the shower. She said, don't dry off. I said, huh? She said, don't dry off. Bring your ass here. Man, a wet ass getting hit by a leather slipper. Bruh, that sting on that motherfucker. That was like getting belly flopped in a pool, bruh. God damn. I was like, fuck, mama to figure some shit out. She must have called grandma. She had to call grandma because I don't think my mama knew this one. You know what I mean? But again, these luggers don't understand these ass whoopers we got.
And you take it easy on your kids. You don't beat them like that. You got beat, do you?
Nah, because fucking, right. I understand how strong I am, bro. And how big my hands are. That's why I pluck them. I'm like, yeah, but I haven't had to pluck my kids in a long time because they understood I plucked them early. So, you know what I mean? You pluck them early on, they good.
You don't roll up a newspaper, you pluck them?
Nah, I pluck them. Like, nieces, my niece and nephew remember the day I plucked the shit out of them. And they've been acting right ever since I plucked them.
Yeah, I was just hitting my kids. I never plucked them.
It sounds like you need to hit some other kids I'll be hearing about.
But now I just got to get up. Or not even get up.
Just raise your voice.
Just be like, look.
You already know what's going
to
happen.
I'm about to get up.
Yep.
I mean, if I get up.
It's already
I ain't
over.
Sitting down without fucking one or both of y'all up.
Well, I know that y'all make me glad to not have kids.
Well, y'all it's not that difficult if you just keep controlling them little motherfuckers. I mean, kids are going to be kids. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get out of hand every now and then. Adults are going to be adults. You know what I'm saying?
It's the same reason I don't want a dog, man. I don't like responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that noise.
That's why I told your brother I didn't want his dog. He asked me that I want his dog.
Yeah, like, I don't
want his damn dog.
I'll be nice to your kids. I'll be nice to your dog, but I don't want either goddamn one of them.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah. I don't want no animals.
Yeah, I got things to do.
They actually are a responsibility I don't want to have in my life.
Yeah.
That's why I understand where you come from when you don't want no kids.
Yeah, I don't want
that responsibility.
Yeah, I don't want a dog. Felicia back there keep talking about, when we going to get a dog? I said, we're not.
You make a shadow puppet.
I said, I better get mad at dog.
He might as well get one of them dogs on the game he play.
He might get something. Said, like, get it.
Are you fishing on Red Dead?
Yeah.
So I ain't going to be the guy, bro.
Get yourself a dog in Grand Theft Auto. They got one.
Mm-hmm.
Go play with Chop.
Yeah, but you can play fetch with that motherfucker.
Go play with Chop.
You can shoot a motherfucker and that dog gonna come and bite his ass too.
Yep, Chop is on your side. Yep,
he gonna ride with you. Ride in the car with you, everything.
Chop's a ride or die, man. That's a good boy. Chop's a good boy. Chop's a good boy. He's like, what's up? Where are we going? All right,
man. You know what? They should have gave you optional animals in Grand Theft of a pet. You know what I mean?
Like, if you're building Grand Theft 6, you're probably going to be able to go get this kind of dog or that kind of dog.
They should do some shit like that. Like, yeah, man, if you want a dog, go here. You can pick up a stray or some shit. You know what I mean?
Man, I've been playing 5, and I still don't like it. Because I've been doing online, but online is still...
Just too many douchebags.
It's like the same one. It's like the same mission. Well, see, I play by myself.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
My girl, I like doing that.
The way I hear it, you can play by yourself.
Yeah, I do like a closed session with close friends, and I got no friends.
Right.
So I play, it's just me. So I have some douchebag just running me over because he feels like it, and just showing that flying like on the top of the map, and then, you know, blink my eyes, next thing you know, he's running me over in a goddamn car doing 708 mile an hour. Because it's level 905. Like, get a job, you motherfucking douchebag. Tomboy Jim, 8512. Get a fucking job, douchebag. Anybody over fucking, like, 80? What the fuck are you doing with your life, bro?
Like, probably retired and could play a video game.
That's like screen sucking for eight, 9 hours straight.
People do that. Gotta be. They like have jobs.
Are you talking about the level of whatever
just
they
level
are.
Up like that. Okay. I don't see how people can sit there and play a game for that long, bro.
It's different now, man.
I don't know. I don't even like really watching TV for that long.
It's an addiction. They have an addiction.
Yeah.
They can't get. They can't.
It's just like gamblers. You know, gamblers get in front of the machines and the lights and shit. Yeah. They go to town on them motherfuckers.
That's the thrill of possibly gaining.
But see, that's the same thing with them.
You gain with it with a higher level.
Look, that's how you justify it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nah, dude. Things are definitely a mess. Like, people just want to escape. They just want to, like, get into that fucking video game for 8 hours in the evening and not think about the job they got to go to that they're not going to be well-rested enough for because they played 8 hours of video games.
It's a dumping of a day. Like, when I went through my divorce, I played Grand Theft Auto like a motherfucker, man. That was a hell of a stress reliever for me because I was so angry at shit. And I'm like, I can't physically go out here.
Yeah, but which one was you talking about? 5?
Yeah, five.
You can get busy in 5.
I guess 5 been out for a while now.
Because like I was decade. Like, yeah, it's been
like a decade, dog. It's been out forever. 6 is coming out next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't think 5 was that old. I thought it was 5, maybe.
Nah,
I'm pretty sure it's been out. I think it's since 2012.
Yeah, or 11, or something like that. It was out before I even got divorced. It was out. So I've been divorced going on 8 years, something like that now. So, yeah. But I was like, I can't go out here and physically hurt people, but in that game, I could fuck people up all day and get a relief.
When the DEA surrounded my house looking for somebody I had never met before, and when they finally left. When they finally left. Yeah, that's 11 years.
Yeah.
Fuck.
When they finally left, you know what I did? Fired up Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I was shooting it out with them before they was gone.
Exactly.
They wasn't even out the driveway, and I was shooting it out with them.
But it's a relief. It's like, all right, it was a quick
dude,
release.
Dude, I played that game for 3 hours that night before I went back to bed.
Yeah, because you pissed off.
I was fucking agitated as shit.
Yeah.
Come to my house talking about where's April. I ain't never met April. I'm fucking tired of y'all coming looking for her. Oh, we the DEA. Well, you ain't never been here before. Good thing you ain't got the motherfucking resources to figure out who the fuck actually lives here. Did you spend a little bit of my tax dollars on some kind of worthwhile investigative techniques before you show the fuck up at somebody's house like this?
That's too much work for them.
Fucking ignorant motherfucker. No, we need to make, you know, we need to pay 18 motherfuckers or 16 motherfuckers or however many it is to come up here on the mountain tonight and harass you about some motherfucker you ain't never met before.
Yep.
But anyway... I'd like to give a big shout out to the people at High Capital City Organics.
Yeah, I remember them from last year.
Yeah, man, following them on the gram. Pretty sure I've been following them on the gram, but got some seeds from them. They hooked me up with a like a grow pack, like a big old thing. It was quite the little gift bag.
Nice.
Full of all kinds of like microbes and extra seeds and all sorts of wild stuff.
Very nice,
cool.
Nice.
Very cool. So if you need help with your grow, they'd be like, holler at us. So, you know, grow like a pro. They are located on 10th Street in Northeast, up in the District of Columbia. 3744 10th Street, Northeast.
Yo, how was the festival?
I found it rather delightful. I stayed to a pretty small area. I went in there, there was, now LaTanya, you gave me your card, but I lost it. All I remember is your name, and you went to Old Dominion University.
Okay, ODU.
And she was teaching people how to become licensed pharmacists and telling people that, like, you have a lot better, as a person that knows the metric system,
yeah,
you have a lot better chance at like understanding the tests and doing well in them
than
the average American does.
Yeah.
If you understand the metric system, like 14 grams is a half ounce and all that kind of stuff. So she was pretty cool. She sold me a CBD drink when I needed it because she was like, oh, I'm impressed that you know that CBD is like a counteractive to THC. And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, you know, I was trying to even out a bit. You know what I mean? So I got this mango CBD drink from her.
Nice.
Mango, pineapple, or whatever. And then I went back to the homie at Glassflow and got a little vodka. Kyle hooked me up with some vodka and gave me a Sprite because it was a heavy vodka pour. The more I drank,
regular vodka or infused vodka? Or just
I don't know.
Vodka?
I think it was regular vodka. I also had an infused lemonade that was
nice.
Pretty tasty, but it was a little bit too sweet. But, you know, I knocked it down. It was supposed to be 50 milligrams. I ate an edible from some folks somewhere. This cool Asian dude. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a lot of people, you know, and I just kept talking to folks and kept it moving for the most part.
Nice.
I didn't really get a whole lot of cards. I wasn't dealing with a lot of like vendors because I just sort of circulated around and checked things out. And when I wanted a drink, I just went to see Kyle because he was like, I got vodka if you want some. And I was like, hell yeah, man.
Gotcha.
And he was like, hey, man, just kick it. You're welcome to hang out with us.
Hell yeah, that's what's up.
So I put my bag underneath their table and just hung around the glass and helped sell the glass.
That's love right there, man.
Nah, Kyle was great, man. He made me feel great about the show.
Hell yeah, that's what's up.
He was like, I feel like I know you, man. Like, I hang out with you every week. And I was like, I mean, I guess you kind of do. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Hell yeah,
he was just
man.
Real hospitable and all those people were real cool. And
yeah, because the weather actually looked pretty great. Like
Saturday was beautiful.
You know, Saturday was fucking
amazing.
Nice
everywhere,
day,
man.
Yeah.
Down there in Richmond, that joint was amazing.
Other than being a little bit heavy on the pollen, it was wonderful.
The pollen was just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it wasn't
kind of crazy because we just got rain too.
Yeah, well, but that stirs
enough.
It up.
It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Like it wasn't a big washout that we needed. It was just like a.
It was a stir.
Enough to stir, and then when the humidity came back, dried up, and then blow that shit every fucking where.
Yeah.
But, like, yesterday, perfect fucking day weather, you know what I mean? Like, kids outside playing.
Well, it was neat because the RFK Arena area, like, they've got all these sports fields that they've put in, I guess, for the community and such.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a big playground, and there was all kinds of, like, kids, like, playing on the playground and shit while we were going in, while I was going in and out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was kind of wild. And, damn, dude.
You know how it is.
That glass flow art over there kicking
Jews'
ass.
That clean shit going in. Pure going in.
Ooh,
that's a good one. That's what we do when you got a good one.
This reminds me of that song that would play when Beavis was going to go beat off in the movie.
I've been watching a lot of Beavis and Butthead now. That's what I've been binging on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Fucking retarded.
Man, that fucking movie, the scene where they're in that trap in the trunk of the car.
What, New America or whatever the hell?
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead, New America.
Yeah.
That shit, man, when they're in the trunk of that car, that is I laugh like I ain't never seen that bitch before.
Damn, every time. That's some great shit.
Every fucking time I lose my shit.
Just run really fast when you hit the ground.
Yeah. And it's the scream and the roll and everything. Yeah, it's the.
The Beavis be doing the screaming, man. I'm like, I'm fucking seeing it now. I'm fucking losing my shit, man.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, fuck.
You go first, Beavis.
I ain't do too good today.
I don't know, butthead. That road's like running pretty fast.
Come on, Beavis. Just start Clippers, running man. Really fast as soon as you hit the ground. It'll work.
All right, you go.
Don't be a wuss, Beavis.
The way he picks his head up.
Oh, shit!
That was cool.
You boys have been whacking off in my camper.
For 5 minutes alone with them two little bastards.
Oh, man. Shit like that you couldn't do nowadays, man. You can't.
That was a grand show. It was a grand, great movie.
Shit.
Dude, you could do it. You just have to do it independently. Like,
yeah, you have to.
If we have the budget one day, we could do this kind of
shit. You couldn't do it with nobody backing you in those studios. Because they all got soft. They
Universal Studios,
bitches.
They ain't giving us money.
Fuck no. Not yet, anyway. Nah.
Nah, I mean, one of these days, once the nukes start going off.
Yeah, you know, shit, that's coming sooner than fucking later. Unfortunately, but that's another day. Time.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully not, but yeah, you know? It certainly seems to be growing in likelihood.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a real good time, man. I had a lot of fun hanging out at the festival.
Hell yeah.
Bullshitting with the people at Glass Flow Art. And there was these folks that came from Oakland that were real cool that do like a mushroom fanzine and, you know, do like... understanding fungal medicine from substrate to soul.
Oh, really?
Oakland Hyphae is a socially responsible, black-owned, grassroots business whose goal is to educate and provide dependable, high-quality resources and information for plant medicine cultivators and enthusiasts. Locally owned and operated in Oakland, California, they strive to create pathways that make the plant medicine accessible to members of our community. Yeah, they're cool people.
Let's see. Hold on. Are they on the gram?
Hyphae.
Hold on.
I don't know. Yeah, these guys should
be. Hyph.
There's a gram link. I'm going to it.
Okay.
Follow oakland.hyphae.
Hold on. Oakland. Dot.
Hyphae.
Alright. A-E. Got it.
First psilocybin cup. Historic psychedelic events.
Shit, I got... Yep, here we go.
These guys also have a fanzine. I can't think of the name of it when I put it in here, too. Like a mushroom fanzine. They were live streaming from the show.
Gotcha.
Mycozine, that's their name.
I'll send that John Lisa.
What the
Rock and Roll?
Mycozine, Zine. Mycozine.
Is that what I'm going to now?
Yeah, that's the same
okay,
people.
Say it again.
My.
Oh, my.
C-O.
Z-I.
Z-I.
N-E. Gotcha.
And they're into like promoting the mushroom community.
All right, bet. Here we go. Here it is. I'm following them right now.
Yeah, pretty cool people.
All right. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is how you connect with motherfuckers, boy.
Little here, little there, you know what I mean?
Yep.
There were some people, the Atlas Seed Company, I saw them.
I remember them from last year.
Got some Papa Smurfs from them. There was, I seen Traveling Troy from...
From Elevated
Seeds.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of folks out there.
It's funny how we remember these casts, too.
I believe the gentleman's name is Aaron from Avian Cannabis Company.
Nice.
I believe they're based in Charlottesville. They got all kind of hardcore, like, obscenely badass extracts.
Really?
Yeah, I could smell it from, like, around away.
Damn,
I was like, oh, yeah, I've smelled y'all's stuff before. I know you.
Hell yeah.
And it was cool. Dude was like, yeah, you got the podcast. You're out of Warrington. I was like,
yeah,
word up, man.
Hell yeah. That's what's up.
One little bit at a time. You know
what?
It takes at least a decade, right? So we're close, man.
Little bits by little bits, Brian.
Little bits. Yeah, no, it was a good time, man. There were a lot of nice people, and a lot of just ridiculous things to be seen.
Oh, man.
And, man, I'm trying to tell you, there were some... I like my skinny girls. There were some skinny girls running around, and there were some not-so-skinny girls running around. There was a lot. I pointed out one to Kyle. I said, you see that right there? You know what Mike would say? Man, I'll roll that shit up.
My man, yep.
And it was funny because I was so high that, like, I would see people and I would think, like, man, I'd like to say something slick to her. And by the time I think of what slick thing to say, she'd be too far away and I didn't want to go run her down.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
I'd be like, be that guy.
I'm not going to run that girl down. But yeah, there were some good ones, man. Shout out to the DC pizza people. I don't know what their deal was. DC Pizza Slices or Pizza by the Slice or some shit.
Oh, okay, I got you. They got a food truck,
and apparently they got a brick and mortar in like Seattle, Washington. I'm like, what the fuck? You got a food truck in DC and a brick and mortar in, of all places, Seattle?
Probably cheaper too up there, you know what I mean?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know, but they had some good pizza. Nice people.
Hell yeah, that's what's up right there.
Yeah, no, it was a good time. Talked to a lot of random people hanging out at the Glass Flow Art tent. And they had this real dope fucking bong. It was black and white striped. It looked like it was like a Beetlejuice kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was pretty dope.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Kyle was made a lot of really dope shit.
That's what's up right there.
Yeah, big shout out to Kyle. I know you're in there blowing glass right now listening to us, man. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Brian.
You the fucking man.
Fucking yeah, I ain't.
They got some other events might have to help promote going on that they're going to.
They got the beer bourbon barbecue coming to
in Alexandria,
Prince William.
That's it, yeah. Isn't that coming up like what? May 11th.
Well, there's a barbecue festival.
Hold on, yeah.
Beer, bourbon, and barbecue.
Yep.
Yeah, we might have to go to that too.
May 11th.
Because
$45 for the regular ticket. VIP is $90. And the VIP
does VIP include a private bathroom?
It gives you a free dinner plate.
What the fuck I need to do? You're gonna be sampling beer, bourbon, and barbecue all day.
I don't think you're sampling barbecue. I think you're paying for the food.
Yeah.
You're paying for the food. You're sampling the liquor.
Shit.
And the beer.
I don't know, man. I'd have to look into the details on that 60 one.
60 beers, like 40 bourbons right now. Or something.
I don't like beer enough, man.
I don't like bourbon enough. I don't think.
Okay, so
if you could just drink, like if you just eat, I like my bourbon barbecue.
I could see doing
it barbecue sauce.
I could see doing it like a wine tasting, and like taking a little and spitting it out, and then having a little and spitting it out. But I still think I'd end up wasting it. I don't like liquor on my lips that much.
Well, you know what I mean? All sampling. It's all sampling. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's gonna be small amounts, you're probably gonna be encouraged to spit it out, like an actual tasting, because if you sit there and just drink like. If you drink 60 quarter shots of fucking bourbon,
yeah, you're gonna be slammed.
That's a lot of fucking shots. That adds up.
Yeah, you're gonna be slammed. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I remember years ago, there was a chili cook-off, and there were stickers for it in the 80s, and it was literally just a dude sitting on a toilet, and it was like the Great Chili Cook-off or some shit like that, like in Richmond. It was just a cartoon guy on a toilet.
60 plus beers, 40 plus bourbons, a lot of barbecue. This is the third annual fair, offers all the pleasures to Southerners like beer, barbecue, okay, bacon, bluegrass, blah, blah, blah. Prince William County. Get to what gets you what. Okay, here we go. VIP admission. This includes 6 hours of sampling, a souvenir tasting glass, unlimited sampling of beer and bourbon, a barbecue dinner plate. Let's see, VIP exclusive open flame meat and specialty beverage sampling and live entertainment. These tickets are limited and always sell out. All right, general admission. General admission 45 includes a souvenir tasting glass, unlimited sampling of beer and bourbon, and all live entertainment. So basically, you get a free plate.
Yeah, the dinner plate's the only difference.
That's the only fucking difference. And 6 hours of sampling.
It says 2 hours extra. what I read was sampling. So I guess regular
six, yeah, so yeah.
is 2 hour, four to, so 2 to 6.
2 to 6.
So they get 12 to 6, I guess.
Yeah, then they get 12 to 6, yeah.
So early admission, technically.
Yeah, I mean.
So 2 more hours to get fucked up. Or
I don't know, dog.
Fucking $40 more.
Oh, shit. Designated driver tickets.
Yeah, you see that? They sell designated drivers.
Are sold on site only for $25.
Yeah.
You go up in there and say, I'm a designated driver.
I'm just here for barbecue.
I'm just here for barbecue.
Dude, we should all go get DD tickets and just go eat barbecue.
You know this fucker.
Now,
they already like, gonna think he drunk when he gets there. As soon
I shouldn't
as he
be
says
driving,
something,
nobody.
You should be driving in general. That's like a whole other thing.
Yeah, probably not.
That's a whole other problem.
Yeah, probably not legally. Probably not.
I mean, damn.
This is not my fault, though, bro. I'm just minding my business, man.
I know you're just driving. Like
just driving.
You're
driving. I'm hauling ass. I mean, I think people always think I'm trying to race somebody. I think that's why people.
Sometimes you do be trying to race a motherfucker.
I think you try to muscle people out of the way. And I think that pisses people off.
I do do that.
And that pisses people off.
Well, fuck them.
Fuck you.
Hey, shout out to whoever does the signs, because I like how they got the sign up now that says,
slow traffic, move to the
says
right.
Says fucking passing lane ain't for cruising.
Oh my God, I hate
get
that shit,
get out the fucking
dude.
Way.
I've been getting more and more pissed at people in the left-hand lane.
Like, I push those people. Yes,
you know what
I do
I did?
Push those people.
You know
I am that guy.
You know what I did the other day?
I didn't say shit. I was
going out to 11, and there's some fucking cocksucker in a van that had some business written on the side of it that I wish I could remember the name of. But, like, he's riding. He's like, there's a whole pack of traffic in front of me, and I'm just like, fuck it. So I'm hanging back. I'm like the last car in this pack, and I've just got space. I'm just, fuck it. I'm going to just go to speed limit. I'm not even going to try. So then, like, this big space opens up, you know, and I'm in the vet, right? So I muscle on past everybody and pull in right behind this dude, turn on my headlights, and, you know, in the vet, the fucking, I got to pop up headlights.
Yeah.
Like, I'm making a statement. I pull up behind him, put on my fucking headlights, so he sped up to 80. I'm like, so now you can go fast enough to get past the one motherfucker,
yeah.
And you ain't even turning left where everybody turns left out here. You going straight.
Yep.
Now you want to get in the right-hand lane and try to race me?
Try to do something, yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I wish I had your business number. I'd call him right now. I'd call you right now. I'll leave a motherfucking message on the fucking podcast. Fuck you.
That's what... All right, so
I pulled out in front of one. There was this group of this lesbian couple. They had the rainbows and shit all over the back of their shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
And they were riding 55 in the left-hand lane all the way out there. So I managed to get past them. There's a pack of traffic behind us.
Oh, yeah.
I got in front of them, slowed down to like 40. They still wouldn't get out the left-hand lane. But you know what happened? Everybody that was behind them, that was behind me, they couldn't pass, passed all of us.
Yeah.
And when they all passed us, I just sped back up. Drove away from that fool. You want to hang in the left-hand lane all fucking day? Fuck you.
That should be killing me.
Motherfuckers.
Like, you're the reason for traffic. You're blocking shit up.
Yep.
Fucking idiots.
I deal with that shit all fucking day, man. It fucking sucks ass, bro.
Oh, Lord help us, man. Don't let me get carried away.
So I had this cat. I'm driving. I'm coming home. This starts... Where was this? This starts right at the bridge, 66.
Okay.
495. I'm coming straight on 66. Uh-huh. Off 66 from DC.
Off of it.
Yeah, I'm still on 66 from DC.
Okay.
And he's coming on 66 from.
So you just crossed the bridge.
I just crossed the bridge, yeah. Now gotcha. I crossed the other bridge.
Okay.
I guess the last bridge lets the other side of 495, like
merge
495
on.
North or whatever,
yeah.
Get on that jump.
Okay.
I'm riding. I'm hitting my bowl. I'm minding my business. You know, traffic's kind of usual, fucked up right there. Slows down like ridiculous. And I see this car in front of me kind of like swerve a little bit. And like, he keeps eye fucking me in the mirror. Right? So I hit my bowl again. And he's still doing it, right? So now I'm like, all right, what the fuck does this dude want?
Yeah.
And there's like 3 or 4 car lengths between me and the next car.
Okay.
So then all of a sudden, he jerks that shit over. Like, I guess he's trying to cut me off. Once again, they got like 2 car lengths now, right? So I'm like, all right. So I take there, when it's fucked up, I go all the way in the right.
Yeah.
In the end lane.
Yeah.
Go all the way to the end.
Go all the way to the end. All
right, so
and then cut on over, yeah.
I scoot over. I start doing that. I don't pay no mind. I see this dude come hauling ass up on here again. I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go, man. Because I don't know what happened either. Maybe I kind of swerved down a little bit, knee driving maybe, or maybe he thought I was going to hit him. I don't know. All I know is we was riding in traffic, 4 lanes, and I see this dude swerve kind of in front of me and keep looking at me. I'm like,
Do you think I'm gonna hit him? Do you think I'm somebody else? Yeah. I'm like, I don't fucking know. Cause like we're doing like 12 mile an hour. You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, what the fuck?
Making no major moves.
I'm like, what the fuck? Unless this dude, unless I cut him off 20 miles ago, you know, from DC, been DC two lanes, because I ride reckless over there too, because motherfuckers are idiots coming out of this out of the city through there.
Leaving DC the other day, everybody was an idiot. You just gotta expect people to drive like idiots. Let them go. Don't fucking get into fights about it.
He's just trying to get through.
So he runs him to right there again at the next exit. What's the 236, the first one or whatever. First Nutley John or whatever.
Okay.
I see him again. He cutting in and out, keeping up with me, and I'm like, fuck is this dude's problem? You know what I mean? So now we get
trying to teach you a lesson, dude.
Yeah, but now we get to 7100.
Okay.
Or it's 50. It's right past 50.
Yeah.
Now at this point in time, I'm doing 80, riding in the right lane. Nobody's around. I'm minding my business. I got away from the fucking dumbass fucks.
Yeah.
I'm steady hitting my ball. I see this motherfucker come off in the shoulder, passing motherfuckers. I said,
on the shoulder.
Lord G, on the shoulder, on the right side, on the shoulder.
Hey, he doing
passing motherfuckers. I said, here we go. He come flying up by me, man. Now he got the windows out and the phone on me like this, recorded me, right?
And he in his shoulder.
So now he's on the regular lane now, right? And he's just recording me driving. So I'm looking, I said, this motherfucker really recorded, right? So I start laughing at him, right? And like, what are you even recording, bro? Like, right now you're going to jail more than me.
You're recording
me. You're going 90 on the phone, you fucking retard. Like,
on the shoulder.
Get your life together, dude, right? So here we're making eye contact.
Yeah.
Because at this point in time, now I got my windows down because I want to have a conversation with you. I'm that kind of guy. You start to chase me down, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to the trunk and pop the bender. Hopefully you got a gun and it's faster than the bender. But that's the next step. Or the sledgehammer. Whatever's closest. Right, that's what we do. Maybe the fishing pole. But lightweight. Because I can crack you on the neck right here.
You whip that motherfucker a couple times. You know what would be really amazing is if he gets out of his car and you actually hit him with a hook. You know what I'm saying?
You hook him and then you set the hook.
Then you get back in the car and drive away.
Yeah, leave the pole out the window. Not a snap. A 6-pound test, bitch. But so now all this shit is going on. Now we're up to Springfield.
Okay.
Springfield now. Now pissed off. He starts doing some shit out the window. I don't like that either. So now, all right, now we're racing, motherfucker. Now we're fucking racing, right? So I fucking scoot over fucking two lanes. Get ready to fucking mash it. Look at the rear view. State boy right there. I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus, here we go. Slide the seatbelt on, you know what I mean? Don't get over real quick, right?
He buckles up.
And the cop comes up by me. And I start pointing at this other dude. I'm like, hey, fuck that dude, man. Fuck that dude. Right, dude goes right up on that dude's ass. Sirens, lights, horn, everything on that motherfucker. Pull
because
that bitch
somebody
up
probably
right
was
there.
Already reporting him.
No, I think that cop saw that dude. Because, like, there was times that dude was doing at least 90. And then hitting 50. Because you're
the
coming
cop,
up.
The cop had to wait for that guy to find who he was after before the cop could catch him.
Well, also, I was all the way in the right lane. So I don't think the cop really could see me over that dude acting ridiculous. Because he was in like a Jeep or some shit like what you're driving. Some big shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I'm like, I was just laughing. I'm like, this dude really. And I'm like, now he's going to show the cop. Like, look what we're doing.
That guy was in the pole.
That guy, can you believe the number of this guy?
I had to catch him so I could show you.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you for saving my life.
But see, it could be also motherfuckers seeing that shit. Because people now can call in and report that shit and be like, look, there's a car going eastbound 66 passing this marker. I've had motherfuckers do that shit.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And the truckers too. Like,
yeah. We following this vehicle. It's going this on this lane at mile marker, whatever. You know, driving erratically. I had to call in on a lady that she was smashing the fucking Jersey wall. Like, she was literally going. I seen her going down the road. She must have either been on. She had to been on something because she was in her fucking station wagon. And she's She's doing this, and I'm like, yo, this shit ain't good. And she swerves all the way across four lanes and comes back. You know, this was before 66 was done how it's done now. And I'm like, oh, this ain't good. So I called, you know, the number. Hey, check this out. I'm behind a green station wagon. Looks like an old Subaru Outback. License plate, this. Going fucking eastbound on 66. The woman, it's a woman in the car. It doesn't look like she's all together. Like she might be on something. But she just smacked the Jersey wall and kept going. She smacked that motherfucker, boom, bounced off of it, came out in her lane, went back, smacked it two more times.
Damn.
And then kept on going. Still like, riding. She never stopped, just kept on riding. And fucking, I told him, I'm following him until somebody gets here. And I seen the motherfucking cop come off of the Dulles exit. Yeah, and I seen a state boy come down and fucking gets behind her and fucking pulls her over. I just took all my way. Like, I am going back where the fuck I was going.
And with that said, we're going to have to bring this episode of the Mason and Friend Show to a close.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to thank you so much for listening.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to encourage you to listen to old episodes as well as new episodes.
Like, share, subscribe, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, be nice to people that look like you. Be nice to people that don't look like you. Don't be a dick.
Uh-huh. Little bits by little bits. Keep moving forward.
Yeah. Don't forget, if you want to get a free copy of 1984 or Brave New World or Fahrenheit 451, holler at your boy.
Also, the Rattler.
Yep.
The Maraca.
If you're interested in a Maraca bowl from Glassfellow Art, as well as a hoodie, a Mason and Friend Show hoodie in the size of your choice.
Too, when you're shaking it.
And another shout out to a man for the mushroom pendant, bro, with the shroom inside.
That shit is sexy.
With the shroom inside the shroom.
You're going to have to get a real, like, man made like, you're going to have to get a real close up picture of that, John Post.
Yeah,
this guy made the Fupa bowl. He made the Fupa bubbler, bro. Like,
oh, yeah. How the Fupa bubbler? Yo, I like that. The Fupa.
Yeah, this motherfucker made the Fupa bubbler.
Put the legs back, eat like chalupa.
Right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we love you very, very much.
Oh, yeah. Love y'all.
We wish y'all nothing but the best.
All day, every day.
And peace be with you.
Go.
Nah. Sorry, I don't really fuck with you, dudes. I ain't coming in with these fucking new shoes. Only